to what you want to learn out too. I want to learn out Maisa Sheni from Bechor. So even though the from the Bechor is Kodshim, but since I'm learning out too a Chulin, you go boss of the Lomud, then it's good. It's called Chulin. You can run out a Hekesh from Hekesh. Elo Laman Diyamado boss of Malamid Aslinon. You go after we learning out from. See, I'm learning out Maisa Sheni the Chulin from Kodeshim of Bechor. So since learning it out from a Kodeshim, it still applies the cloud of Vein Lamedim Lomad Min Alamed. So Zilakashi, Maikla Meimar. How is it possible to learn out Maisa Sheni from a Kodeshim Dikalocha of Bechor? If Bechor I only know it from Hekish, there's the cloud of Kodeshim Ein Lamedim Lomad Min Alamed. Skmarin says, here is better. Damu Bosor Chodem Milsi. I tell you, the dam and the basar is one thing. Here by Bechor, it's not a real hekish. It's mamish like one. The basar is a chelik of the korban, and the dam is like one. It's like a gilu milsa biyama. Just explaining to us in this pasuk, like when just like the dam, the same thing applies to the basar. But this is not considered a real hekish. This is considered a gilu milsa. That's what it is. So therefore, just like the dam of Bechor is only bizman de beis hamikdash, the same thing, the eating of the basar is only bizman de beis hamikdash, that's the gilui. Once I know that's the lach of Bechor, now I have the hekish. The fnei Hashem lekecha techlenu, that it's only a maisa sheni is also only bizman you have the beis hamikdash. Kisras kshan des paraiso. That falocha, that kitcha, l'shaita, v'loi kitcha, l'osu lovoi, the kdusha sabayis for kavonis is not here bizman is there. And therefore, Maisa Sheni is also tea today in Yerushalayim.
He's asking
okay.
What?
Kodshei Kedoshim. Now the Mishnah says, our last Mishnah said, if you eat Kodshei Kedoshim outside the Chaimah. Yeah. So our Mishnah says that Kodshei Kedoshim chutz the Chaimah, if you eat it outside the Kodesh, or else Kodshim Kalim, or Maisa Sheni outside Yerushalayim. Our Mishnah says, if you eat kachim kalim or maaser sheni outside Yerushalayim, you receive malchus. So the question is, tanim lechod zimna. This halacha we learned in our first Mishnah. It says in the first Mishnah, maaser sheni behegdish shalai niftu. If you eat maaser sheni before you poider it, which means if you eat it outside Yerushalayim, before you redeem the kedusha, before you take your money and you poider the maaser sheni, that was the first Mishnah you get malchus. So why do we have to have two Mishnayos in that if you eat Maisa Sheni outside Yerushalayim, you receive Malkus? So Marin says, Amar Rab Yesi Bachanina. Seifa, our Mishnah here, Seifa, is talking about the Maisa Sheni Tahor, a regular Maisa Sheni, that the Maisa itself is still Tahor. The Gavra Tahor, and the person that's eating it now is also Tahor. What's the problem? To Ka'ochel Chutz L'Chaima. He's eating his Maisa Sheni outside the wall of Yerushalayim. So that's one lav. For that you receive Malkus. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. That any Jew, after he's mafresh his Maisa Sheni, there's an issa to eat it until you bring it into Yerushalayim. If you eat it outside Yerushalayim without Padiyah, there's a lav. We'll soon see where the lav is. That's our Mishnah. Reisha, what is the first Mishnah talking about in this parak? For Maisa Sheni Tomei, where the Maisa Sheni could even be inside Yerushalayim, just that it became Tomei. A Sharetz touched the Maisa Sheni. The gavra tummy, or else the person is tummy. The kochol ab Yerushalayim, and he's eating now this maisa sheni inside Yerushalayim. So even though it's inside Yerushalayim, still there's a lav. When the first Mishnah says maisa sheni v'egdish shalay niftu is before you were pregnant, it calls the man that has kedusha. Even if you're inside Yerushalayim, there's a case that you receive malchus, and that's if you're tummy or the maisa is tummy.
You're not allowed to
feed the maisa sheni
in Yerushalayim.
We'll soon see. That's only if you can eat it, if it's edible. But if it's not edible, if it's tummy, we hold you cooked. That's okay, but right now, we'll soon see. Someone says now, we have before Reb Lezer says, or we'll have it soon. So that's the two lavim. That's what the two Mishnah are talking about, two different cases. The tiny will learn like this. Rabbi Shimon says, when the Pasuk says, by Vidu, you say, Loi bi'arti mimeni b'tummy. I did not eat this maisa when I was tummy. What does it mean to say b'tamei? It meant to say bein shani tamei hutor, whether the person is tamei and the maestress is tor, bein shani tor, whether the person is tor v'tamei and the maestress is tamei. He did not eat it. That's what he's speaking out of vidui. He did not do this. So that's how we know it's us that do it. But still, veichen muzor al achila. Where is the lav? How do I know I receive malchus?
For lo biarti, I know it's also, but there's no lav there. How do I know there's a lav? Like our two Mishnahs and I say, the first Mishnah, if you eat Maisa Sheni when you're Tomei, that there's a lav. How do I know that? So, how do I know it? Any Yudaya? So it says, Tumas Saguf Pejik says, you don't know, Pshita. Tumas Saguf, if you're Tomei and you eat Maisa Sheni, Pshita there's a lav. The Pasuk says, Nefesh Asher Tigaboy V'Tomei Ad Erev, a person that's Tomei, he has Tumas till the evening, for Lo Yechem and Akadshim, he's not Larit from Kodeshim. And we dash in this lochi lo yechem and hakadoshim here means ma'aser sheni. So there's a clear pasuk that if you're tamei, you're not larit ma'aser sheni. Ela tumas atzmon minayin. How do I know that if the person is tohor, just the ma'aser sheni is tamei? How do I know also there's a lav to eat it even in Yerushalayim? The pasuk says lo isucha lecho b'sharecha. You're not allowed to eat this in your gates. Means that the basar is tamei. You cannot eat it inside Yerushalayim. Well, how in the way, another pasuk says, "Bisharecha teichlanu ha'tome v'yator." That's talking about by a bechor that has the mum. That's like kodeshim that has the mum suli al mekdoshim. That the kedusha goes off the korban, and now you could eat it without the korban. So even though it becomes tomei, still you're allowed to eat the bechor. That's the pasuk of "Bisharecha in Yerushalayim in your gates teichlanu ha'tome v'yator." That suli al mekdoshim is mutter even though you're tomei. The Tanya will learn like this. The very Rabbi Shmuel, Afilu Tor Tamei Vitor Ochlem Mekorachas. Even though one person is the Kayan is Tamei and the Yisrael next to him is Tor, and one is eating Bechor and one is eating regular meat, it's Mutar. V'ein Chashin. You're allowed to eat it together. Why? Because since it's a Psuli Amagdoshim, it has a Mum already, the Kedusha goes off, there's no mitzvah to eat it Patira. You're allowed to eat it even though you're Tamei. So that's this pasuk of Vishurecha Teichlenu. You're allowed to eat it when you're Tamei. For the Kama Rachmona, the pasuk says though, Heich Tamei Deshoru Lecho Kabitor Hosam. That I let you eat the Psuli HaMekdoshim when a Bechor has the Mum. That I said you're allowed to eat it with a person that's Tamei. Hoch over here by Maisa Sheni Loi Teichel. You're not allowed to eat it. In other words, if you're afraid that the other person that's Tamei, he may touch your Maisa Sheni, he may make a Tamei, and then there'll be a lav for you to eat it. So therefore, even though you're Tor, you're not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni with another person that's Tamei. Why? Because there's a lav to eat the Maisa Sheni when it's Tamei. Since the Mokor, there's a lav. That's the pasuk of Loisucha Lecha B'Sharecha. That means in your shahr, you cannot eat in Yerushalayim, you cannot eat your Maisa Sheni with the person that's Tamei. Because we're afraid he's going to be Metame the Maisa Sheni, and then there's a law for you to eat it. This is the law that a person, even though you're Tor, but if the Maisa Sheni is Tamei, there's a law to eat it. You receive Malchus. That's Pshah now, first Mishnah. For the Gemara now, Uminolai Dabar Pedihu, how do I know that you're allowed to be Poderit? Our first Mishnah is saying, if you eat Maisa Sheni, Shaloi Niftu. We say now, Pshan, the first Mishnah is, that you have Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim, just that it became Tamei. So there's a law not to eat it. But the Mishnah says only, because you were not paid for it yet. You did not redeem it on money. But Mashma, you could redeem it even inside Yerushalayim. How do I know that? We always say, in Yerushalayim, you can't be paid for Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni, that's Tor, there's the mitzvah to eat it in Yerushalayim, and you cannot redeem it. So how do I know here, if it's Tamei, you could redeem it? Minolam the bar pedihu to Yomer Rabbi Lazar was like this. Mina yin la ma'aser sheni she nitme if it became tummy she poidin oisai afilu b'Yerushalayim even inside Yerushalayim still you're allowed to redeem it onto money and then you could eat the ma'aser sheni. Tamalem the pasuk says loisuchal seisai you cannot carry it. Kolzaman you cannot carry it into Yerushalayim. You have a right to poider it. Now what does the word seisai mean? Spashta means you can't carry it, you're outside Yerushalayim. But we also dash in, v'yein seif, elo achila. That means you can also dash it, k'loi suchal seisa, if you have no right to eat it. Anytime it's tamei, no matter where it is, that you cannot eat it, there's a klal, you could be poider it. So when it says, k'loi suchal seisa, and the pasuk says, then go and be poider it, it means if you can't eat it, you also have the right to be poider it. Shenem is a pasuk in the Bereishis that says, v'yisa ma'asois m'yes ponav, they carry the bundles in front of him, the bundles of tfuah. So you see, food is seis. Here also, klaisocha seis means if you have no het to eat it, where it's tamei, then you have a right to be pointed to Maisa Sheni, even inside Yerushalayim. Yeah. South China, first Mishnah.
that if you were not poyder it, then it's a lav. If you poyder it, it's okay. Amar Rav Beivoy. Amar Rav Beivoy. Amar Rav Asi. Minayin l'maisa sheni tor shepoyder noisay afula bepsi achas chutz lechoyma. You have to only one footstep outside your shlayim. Like the pasuk says, "Ki yirchak lechol makom." If it's far for you to carry the ma'ase sheni to Yerushalayim, then the Torah gives you a heter of pidiya. How do I know? Even if you're only one footstep outside Yerushalayim, it's not hard. Bring it inside. So how do I know? Still, if you want to eat it outside, you're allowed to be poydir with there. Shenemar the pasuk says, "Ki lo isuchal seisoi." As long as you cannot carry, it means as long as there's something to carry. As long as you're outside, here it doesn't say yirchak. You're far away. Just I cannot carry it in. There's heter to be poydir with. So that's what the chiddush is. Klaysuch al seisai. For the marno, hold me boiler like the Rebbe Lezer. We need it already for the drasha that even though you're inside your shlayim, if the ma'aseh sheni is tamei, that you cannot eat it, you're allowed to be poyder it. So how do I know this chiddush that even if it's one footstep outside your shlayim and it's tahor, im kain mi yetzad noi, learn out both. Because im kain, if it's only for one thing of ma'aseh sheni tamei, leima kro loisuch al oichloi. The pasuk should ask that clearly. He cannot eat it. My seisoi. Why does the pasuk say a lashon of seisoi, which also means carrying? It also means eating, but it means carrying also. So therefore, it comes to teach us this halacha that even though you only have one footstep to bring it into Yerushalayim, as long as you're outside, you could say you have to carry it in. You could be part of it. For the more of so, v'yem kulun hachiyu biyosa. Maybe the whole pasuk is only for this kiddush that you could be part of the ma'aseh sheni even 1 inch outside Yerushalayim. But maybe once it's brought inside, even though it's tamei, maybe there's no din pidiya. Like how do I know to make Reb Lezer's drasha? Maybe I'll only make this drasha. Klaysucha seisai. As long as you have to carry it in, you could be poyder it. But maybe once it's inside, there's no het to pidyon at all. So Mar says no. Im kain, if that was dope shan the pasuk, lei makro loysucha litloi. Should have said a lashon of litloi. You cannot take it. As long as there's some taking involved, as long as it's outside Yerushalayim, you could be paid to it. My seisoi, what is the pasuk use the lashon of seisoi, which also means eating? Shmamina tarti. From here we learn out two things that the pasuk is teaching us. Kol zaman, you have to carry it in. As long as you're 1 inch outside Yerushalayim, you could be paid to the ma'aseh sheni. And secondly, kol zaman, you cannot eat it, even though it's inside. If it's tamei, you also have a heter to be pointed. All right, turn it. Now Yosef, Rav Chanina, Rav Oshia, v'kami boyilu apischad Yerushalayim mahu. So the Rashi and the Bach takes out the gears. So this means they were sitting by the Pesach of Yerushalayim, and they asked the question like this: Pshita is poshut for us who b'chutz if the Jew is outside Yerushalayim, u'masoy b'fnim he already brought his bundles of ma'aseh sheni inside Yerushalayim, inside the chayma kol tuhu mechitzas. Pshita, if the ma'aseh sheni itself was brought inside Yerushalayim, you're carrying it with a stick in front of you, and the stick in front of you reached inside the chaimah, and you're still outside, pshit, you go after the ma'aseh sheni. That now you cannot be poydered anymore, but you have to eat it inside Yerushalayim. What's going to be the opposite way? Hu b'fnim, the Yisrael reached already Yerushalayim, and he has his bundle hanging in back of him, 2 feet in back of him. O ma'asol b'chutz, or he's dragging it along, and his bundle is still outside the chaimah. Mao, could now he stops, and he wants to go outside and be paid to the ma'aseh sheni and eat it there. Can he do it or not? So that's the shaila. So Tana, we learn like this. Tana lu ahu saba tevei Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. He learned that from the Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. The pasuk says ki yarchot mimcha amokim, that if it's far away from you, so dashi mimcha means mimluecha, that it has to be completely away from you. Rashi says like mimluecha means mikol milushloch, completely away from you. Has to be completely away from you. That's when you could be poydering. If you're completely outside Yerushalayim, but if like you are inside Yerushalayim, the place is not far away from you completely. In other words, mimcha v'dashning, you have to be completely outside Yerushalayim. If you're inside, even though your tfu is outside, still it's not called yirchak mimcha. It's not called away from you. Since you are inside, that's no good. Once you reach Yerushalayim now, you can't be part of it. This first question. Now, Boira Papa, Nokad Lo Bekanya Mai. What's going to be if the person is holding on to it, Bekanya with a string? What will be now? Joshimao, Kivun Delav Mamish, I'll say for you. Ein Zem Luyoy, Vrayu Kamutul Oret, Penifta. In the case, the first shot is, he's holding it. So then, since you're inside, that's considered inside. What's going to be, you're not holding it. But it's on the floor. Just as attached to you with a string. You have a pulley. You're pulling it along. It's 2 feet outside Yerushalayim, and you're inside. But it's on the ground outside Yerushalayim. So maybe here it's better. Maybe since you're not carrying it, it's not called part of you. So we look at it by itself, it's outside. I do know. Maybe since you're holding onto the string, it's still called attached to you. Since you're inside, it also is considered inside. Teiku, this is a good doubt. See if you're holding it in your hand and you're in the stick, you're holding it on your shoulders with a long stick that's 2 feet in back of you, then Pshita is called Koltes Yerushalayim. But when it's on the floor, just you have a string attached, this is a suffix in the Gemara. Is that called part of you? Or do we look at it by itself, it's outside Yerushalayim. Teiku, it's away from Meshpah Yelio. Called you. Nimbe. You only have a lot of yit ma'isasheni outside Yerushalayim if it first came into Yerushalayim and then you take it out. But if it never came in, there's no lav of eating ma'isasheni outside Yerushalayim. So he goes, ma'imasachayov malov, when you chayiv malkis, if you eat ma'isasheni outside Yerushalayim, mishiro p'neachayma. If it one came inside Yerushalayim, and now you take it outside, that's when you have the lav. But otherwise, there's no lav. There's only an Isser Aseh, not a lav. My timer, the other quote, the post says, L'fnei Hashem l'kechot echlenu, shona b'shona. So it's mashmi, eat it inside Yerushalayim. Then it says, k'loi sucha lecha b'sharecha. You cannot eat it outside Yerushalayim. So what does this mean? K'lecha de karinim bey, l'fnei Hashem l'kechot echlenu, once you brought the Maisa Sheni once, inside Yerushalayim, that you're allowed to eat it, now, Karin and Bey, Loisuch Alecha B'Sharecha, now there's the lav, if you take this Maisa Sheni outside Yerushalayim, and eat it now outside, now you have the lav. But, V'chol Heicha, like Karin and Bey, L'Fnei Hashem L'Kach Atech Lenu, Kol Zaman, you did not bring the Maisa Sheni inside Yerushalayim, you never had the Mitzvah Sesei to eat it here yet, like Karin and Bey, we do not call it, Loisuch Alecha B'Sharecha, you do not have this lav of eating it outside. So that's what our Mishnah says, if you eat Maisa Sheni outside Yerushalayim, means it was once brought in, and then you take it out. Basically, I have a question on this. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Koyen Sha'olsa Biyodai, Teina Shotevel, a Koyen that has in his hand, a Teina, a fig, of Tevel that grew in Eretz Yisrael. He did not take off the Shumas of Maisa yet. And Omri says like this, Teina Zu, this fig, Trumasa Biyuksa, the Truma should be near the stalk of it. Near the pit of the what we call the orchids, the stem of it. My Sarisha and Bitsoina, the My Sarisha should be on the north side of this fig. Or My Sasheni Lidroima, the My Sasheni should be on the south side of it. Vishnas My Sasheni is the year of My Sasheni of Hub Yishlaim, and he's inside Yishlaim, so now he can eat it. He took with Mafresh the My Sasheni, and he's inside Yishlaim. Or else, Oi My Sarani, let's say it was the third year or the sixth year, and now you have My Sarani to take care of. Big Vulin, and he's outside your Eretz Yisrael. Ochla, he eats it.